Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Michael Salzman. He's VP with Berman & Company. They're experts in employment policy, employment law, and especially in the area these days of in minimum wage. And Michael, thanks again for being here. Berman.org, is that right?
BermanCo.com.
BermanCo.com
is the company website.
.com. Yeah. So check that out, folks. So one of the things that that has been very gratifying to me and that does not get reported at all except on my show, I believe, maybe a few other people who are covering it on television, probably just Fox, and that is the impact that President Trump has had on regulations. And he has basically put the absolute kibosh on new regulations. Our mutual friend Wayne Cruz told me in May he went to the register, the National Register, and there were no new regs. And he said, you know, of course that hadn't happened because Obama had 3 years of regulation, of record regulations in 14, 15, and 16. So this is like a screeching halt, as my dad used to say, of regulations. And that includes some employment policy regulations, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, one that we had sort of been keeping a close eye on was a rule that regulated kind of the relationship with tipped employees and the minimum wage. And there had been this Labor Department rule on tipping that really created a difficult situation for a restaurant, for instance, that had a tip pool that shared tips with different parts of the service staff and the business. And so the Trump Labor Department has, this was a DOL regulation. So the Trump Labor Department is basically able to sort of fix this through the regulatory process. I think something else that businesses have been heartened about is the slow but sure changing of the guard at the National Labor Relations Board.
Can I stop you for a second? What was wrong with the tipping thing?
There was this, without getting too much into the weeds there, there was this case called the Woody Wu case.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was basically an employee who long ago had said that her company's tip pool was unfair because it included employees who were not sort of customarily or regularly tipped.
Right.
And so this becomes really difficult for an employer, especially in a state, some
right.
of these West Coast states, that don't count tips as income for the purposes of labor law. So you're already – you're paying your employee whatever, soon to be $15 an hour in some of these markets, plus – all customer tips then can't pool tips to try and, spread some of the love around the,
right.
rest of the staff who are involved in this. And so this case had been kind of bouncing around in the courts out there, the Ninth Circuit Court. And so there was even the Restaurant Association was actually going to bring a legal challenge on this, but it looks like with a new administration and it's going to, the issue is going to be resolved that way.
But how are they going to? I'm just. Is this just a problem out in the West?
It's a unique problem out on the West because
they handle tips.
Yeah, there are seven states in the country where basically that don't treat tips as income. So the IRS says if an employee earns tips, it's part of their income.
Right.
But there are some states that say for the purposes of labor law, you can earn tips, but we're not going to count that towards your wage. So that's different than on the federal level.
And therefore, for state, but are those tips then, are they subject to withholding?
They are, and that's the, you know, that's kind of the contradiction.
But then the IRS has got to go pin you down for it.
Yeah, so it's counted as income by the IRS, but it's not counted as a wage by the state for the purposes of meeting a minimum wage requirement.
So the employer doesn't have to track it then.
Well, they do for IRS purposes, but it creates an immense hardship for the
employee because they haven't been withheld because the employer's not withholding on that. Probably.
In this case, different restaurants have structured it different ways. I mean, this is why, again, I
see why you didn't want to get in the weeds. It's fascinating, though. I mean, I do think that tipping is one of those under-discussed wage issues across the country, aren't they? Isn't it? I mean, when I get room service, I ask the waiter, the person who brought me the food, is this tip for you? You know, like if there's $9 down there, you know, I say, is that for you? And they say, well, they'll say yes. Well, then I let that go. But if they say, that's split among about 10 of us or whatever, well, I'll add something to it. So, I mean, people don't know what to do. I think customers want to know what to do about this.
Yeah, you know, so it's a good point. There's a little bit of a we're kind of a cultural moment right now because you've had some restaurants that have experimented with even eliminating tipping.
No tipping.
And this is a direct response to rising minimum wages for tipped employees that create a lot of pressure on low margin restaurants.
What if you raise minimum wage to $15, you got to raise your prices, and if customers get their prices raised and then they put 20% tip on that, that runs customers off, doesn't it?
It can, yeah, and it also creates a lot of headaches for businesses who are trying to figure out how to make sure.
This is what I mean when I say tipping is one of the little silent little bombs going off out there across the country with these minimal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.